Okay, we're beginning here from the middle of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara here yesterday left off with discussing how do we know that a Pesach haba b'tumah, that Pesach or Korban HaPesach is doche to tumah b'tzibur. And we had the source from Rabbi Yochanan. We had Reish Lakish's challenge to that and Reish Lakish's suggestion. Then we had Abaye's rejection of Reish Lakish's suggestion. And then we had a final suggestion by Abaye that upheld Rabbi Yochanan's original suggestion, which is that we learned it out from Ish Ish Nitche, that an individual is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but not a Tzibur. A Tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. As far as how do we know then if it's not pushed off, then maybe they don't do a Korban Pesach at all? That comes from the word Nefesh. The extra word Nefesh comes to teach us that only a Tamei Meit has this dispensation, but not a Mitzora and not a Zav. The Gemara says, well, that's only relevant by a case of a Tzibur. Because by the Yachid, even a Mitzora and even a Zav by a single individual that's Tamei is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Whereas when it comes to the Tzibur, only when the Tzibur is robed Tamei Meitim would they do the Pesach Bitumah and Pesach Rishon. But if it was Zav or Mitzora that were the Tmeim that made up the robed Tzibur, they would not do the Pesach Bitumah. So that was the conclusion of the Gemara yesterday. Now we begin with the statement of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista, Mitzora Shenichnas lifnim michitzato patur. A mitzorah who violates the requirement that he be michutz lamachaneh is patur. He doesn't get the punishment, he doesn't get malkot. Now, the psukim that tell us about this information, vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, tzavet b'nei Yisrael, vishalchu min hamachaneh kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh. We have here a requirement that all of these tmeim be sent out of the machaneh. We quoted this yesterday with regards to the issue, if we know Tamei Meit has to be sent out, then certainly no Zav and Mitzora have to be sent out. And that was the attempt by Reish Lakish to get the source for why Pesach is Doche Tumah from here. These Pesukim are found in Parshat Naso, Perek Hay, and there's a command that you have all these people leave the Machaneh. Mizachar ad Nikrivat Tishaleichu, al Michutz LaMachaneh Tishalchum, v'lo yitamu et Machaneh asher ani shochen b'tocham. So there's a requirement that they be sent out of the Machaneh. There's a law here that they should not be metamei the machaneh. Vayasukein b'nei so do that. Vayishalchu otam alichutz lemachaneh. They send them out. Now Rav Chista says that even though the mitzora has to be sent out here means completely, even from Arei Yisrael, he has to be chutz lechoma. A mitzora may not enter into a Jewish city that has a wall around it in Eretz Yisrael. He's sent out of machaneh shechina, machaneh leviyah, and machaneh Yisrael. That's in the midbar. In the Midbar, there is Machaneh Shechina, where the Mishkan and the Aron are. There's Machaneh Leviyah, which is the Machaneh around the Mishkan, the Leviim who live around the Mishkan. And then around them is Machaneh Yisrael. The requirement is that a Mitzorah be sent out of all three Machanot. He has to even be Michutz to Machaneh Yisrael. A Zav has to be sent out of two Machanot. He may not be in the Machaneh Shechina. He may not be in the Machaneh Leviyah, but he can be in Machaneh Yisrael. And a Tamei Meit only has to be sent out of Machaneh Shechina. He can be in the Machaneh Leviyah. We're going to see all of this in the Gemara coming up, just giving you the background so we understand about what we're speaking about here. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, the equivalent of Machaneh Shechina is the Azara, is the Mikdash itself. So the Mikdash is the equivalent of Machaneh Shechina. Machaneh Leviyah in Eretz Yisrael is the equivalent of Har Habayit. And then Machaneh Yisrael is the equivalent of Yerushalayim here or any other walled city. Therefore, a Tamei Meit may not enter into the Mikdash, but he can go on to Har Habayit. A Zav may not go into the Mikdash, may not go into Har Habayit, but he can be inside of Yerushalayim or inside of any walled city in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, a Mitzora may not be in Machaneh Shechina, may not be in the Mikdash, may not be in Machaneh Leviyah, may not be in Har Habayit, and also may not be in Machaneh Yisrael. He can't be in Yerushalayim as well. He has to be outside of Yerushalayim or outside of any other walled city in Eretz Yisrael. That's the requirement for Mitzorah. Rav Chista comes and says, if the Mitzorah violates that and comes into the Machaneh Yisrael, he's patur. He doesn't get Malkut for that. Shenemar. The reason for that, he says, is because of the way that the pasuk is structured in Sefer Vayikra. In Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Gimel, when it describes what the din of a Mitzorah is, it says, Vatzaruah, asher bo anega bigadav yufumim v'rosho yeh paruah. A person who has a nega, who has tzarat, first of all, his garments must be rent. His hair has to be let to grow wild. Al-safam yateh has to cover his mouth. V'tamei tamei yikra. And he has to call out that he's a tamei. Anybody who approaches him, he has to tell him that he is a tamei. Bo yamei asher anega bo. As long as the nega is with him, itma. He will be tamei. Tamei who? Badad yeshev. Michutz lamachaneh moshavo. He is alone. And outside of the Machaneh will be his place. Rav Chista suggests over here, based on that pasuk, Badad Yeshev, Livado yeshev. He has to be alone. Chutz l'machane moshavo. What is mechutz l'machane moshavo? Akaduv nikol asay. The Torah makes it into an asay. The way Rashi reads this is that this now becomes a lav hanitak le'asay. A lav that has a rectification associated with it, which means that you don't get a punishment. Two classic examples of that are notar and geneva. The Torah says, lo tigzol, you may not steal. And it says, if you do steal, ve'shivet gzela asher gazal. You must return the gzela that you took. So therefore, if one steals, they don't get malkot, because it's a lav hanitak le'asay. The Torah prescribes the rectification of that lav. The rectification of that lav is, if you steal, then you must return that which you stole. And therefore, there's no punishment for it. Similar with notar. It says that you may not leave anything over, and it says, notar mimenu araboker ba'esh tisaref. Anything that you do leave over, you have to burn. So notar is impermissible. You may not leave over the korban, but if the korban is left over, then the prescription is that you burn it. That's what we call a lav hanitak le'asay. Rashi claims that the same thing is true over here. He says it's very similar to the case of ones, a me'anes, a person who rapes a woman, a single girl who was a bitula. Then the requirement is that he must take her as a wife for the rest of his life. And it says there, v'lo yishalchu, he's not allowed to send her away ever. So there, again, Rashi says that it has a lav hanitak le'asay, because there the pasuk tells us that what happens if he sends her away? Kol yamav be'amod v'chagzer. He has to return her. He has to take her back. So he's not violation of the lav of sending her away, because the rectification is he must take her back. He has a mitzvah to return her. He has a requirement to take this woman back and be married to her for the rest of his life. So even if he pushes her away and he sends her away or divorces her, yes, that's wrong. That's a violation, but he won't be punished because the rectification is that he has to take her back. There's a requirement. And Rashi claims that the same thing is true over here. Chutz l'machane moshavo is a continuous demand that he be pushed out of the machane. So if he enters into the machane, the rectification is to push him back out, to send him back out of the machane. As Rashi says it over here, v'af agav delav butter lav div, even though it's not written, these aren't adjacent to each other, we said already that the requirement to send him out of the machane, the lav, is found in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshat Naso, whereas the asay here is found in Vayikra and Parshat Tazria. So nevertheless, al korchach nenituke lav yata, nevertheless, it's coming to remove the lav. The kaiman alav nitak le'asay ain't lokin alav. Alav nitak le'asay, you don't get malkot, similar to that of gzeila, that of notar. De'i l'tune asay v'lot asay. Could be the possibility, which happens in other places, that there are two separate mitzvot. There's a lot asay, don't do this, and there's a say, do this. So the lot asay is, don't come into the machaneh, don't be mitameh the machaneh, and the asay is, you have to send them out of the machaneh. So then don't say that the asay is rectifying the lab, rather, it's the asay and the lot asay are two different requirements here. Hakotav bei asay achrina. We already have an additional asay in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshat Nasora. It already says, v'yishalchu min ha-machaneh. So we already have the asay. We have one asay that says send them out. We have another asay, lo tamu, that they can't come in. So that's a lot asay. Now the asay in Sefer Vayikra, what's the purpose of that asay? So now, since it says, quote, yamei asher nega bo, since it says, as long as he has a nega, mashma ko yamav bibadad yeshev kai. That means the entire time that he has a nega, the requirement is that he be pushed down and be alone outside the machaneh. Dima varvinichnas, that means that if he violates it and comes into the machaneh, yakzor v'yetzei, then we send him back out. Vein ba'one shacher, there's no other punishment. That's the only punishment. That's the only thing we do. And again, as I mentioned before, Rashi compares this to the case of a menanis et a nara, that it says, ko yamav b'amud v'yachzer kai mi shenit kanin alei lavei. And that removes the lav here because of the demand that he always takes the woman back. Therefore, he's never in violation of the lav when he sends her away. That's the way Rashi reads it. Rashi reads it as a classic lav and itak le'asay. And he gets over the problems of them not being together by, first of all, telling us there's another asay here. So this asay can't be the mitzvah asay to send him out. And number two is he explains it's similar to the case of me'anis, where the continuous demand, because it says, kol yamei asher nega bo. As long as he has a nega, there's a continuous demand to push him out of the machaneh, to send him out. That is a rectification of the lav, or the violation of entering into the machaneh. Tosafot, on the other hand, does not see the two as being comparable. He also mentions that the fact that they should have brought the rest of the pasuk here, because according to Rashi, the pivotal point in the pasuk is kol yamei asher negabo. All the time you have that. And that is why this asay is a rectification. That's missing. Ikar echaser min asefer. Although, to be honest with you, in many places in Shas, we have that the Gemara quotes a part of the pasuk, and the ikar part of the pasuk is missing from what they quote. Wouldn't say that's a definitive question on Rashi's position, but he does say the interpretation by the case of Me'anes is, lo yishalcha kol yamav, means that the only time you're in violation of that law is when you send her away forever. It means that any other time you can bring her back, you haven't sent her away forever. And he thinks that the interpretation of this is different. And therefore, Bo Marie, Dahai Nitzgol Asay, Lo Avi Kishar Lav Nitak Lasay. Tosfot says that when he say Nitzgol Asay, it's not like a classic Lav Nitak Lasay, Shasay Kadu V'Achar Lav, where you have the Asay immediately after the Lav, similar to Notar, similar to Gzela. But rather over here, what's the meaning of Nitak Lasay? The Isur of Lo Yitamu and Machaneim doesn't apply solely to a Mitzorah. It applies to a Mitzorah, applies to a Zav, applies to a Tameimate. Uparat b'mitzorah b'fnei atzmo asay. And then it has a separate asay by Mitzorah. Ata l'utzio michlal acherim. That's what it means. It's coming to take it away from the din of the other items there. L'nitzkom in alav, l'tnova asay. To change it from alav into asay. So Tosafot learns differently, and Rashi says it's not a classic case of lav nitak d'asay, but rather the issue here, or why this is different than a classic case, is if you normally have a single lav and a single asay, what you're going to say is that the lav and the asay are two separate violations of the isur. One is the violation of the positive commandment, and one is a violation of the negative commandment. And we're not going to automatically say that the asay, the positive commandment, comes to rectify the lav, Elaim gain, unless they are juxtaposed. They're right next to each other, and it's clear that the asay is coming to rectify the lav, like by notar, like by gzela. So over here, you don't have that. So this is not a classic lav anitak asay. But what is unusual here is that the psukim in Bamidbar, Parshat Nasoda, tells you to send them out of the machaneh. And then there's a lav, lo yitamu et machanehem. That lo yitamu et machanehem references all three types of tumah, tamemet, zav, and mitzorah. But then in Sefer Vayikra, we have a separate assay for Mitzorah. Well, we already have an assay in Bamidbar. We already have a lot assay there. Why is there a separate assay over here for Mitzorah? So what Tosafot says is that's coming to teach you that Mitzorah is pulled out of the lav in Bamidbar and given its own din of an assay. It's not a lav hanitak the assay, but rather it says the lav is no longer applicable to the Mitzorah. The only thing that's applicable to the Mitzorah is the assay in Sefer Vayikra. And that's the way Tosafot reads it. And he says it's because the lav has multiple items embedded in it. Tamemet, Zav, Mitzorah. If you have a single lav that applies to one item, and then you have an assay, that'll be called an alav, and an assay. And the two of them will be kept separate and two violations. Over here, because the lav has multiple items in it, then when the Mitzorah has a separate din of an assay, that assay is not coming to say, add an additional assay, it's coming to take it away from the lav. And therefore, that's what it means here, lav hanitak the assay. Now, Tosfot says, interesting enough, according to his Shita, according to Rashi, this would not necessarily be the case, but according to Tosfot, he says that this atsei here is only true from Machaneh Yisrael to Michutz to Machaneh Yisrael. Over there, the atsei helps him out. But if he comes into the Machaneh Leviah or Machaneh Shekhinah, then he's subject to the same violations of a Zav who enters into Machaneh Leviah or a Zav who enters into the Machaneh Shekhinah. In the Mitzorah, this din of the Mitzorah, that it's Nitak the atsei, is only relevant from him coming from outside the city, or outside of Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim, or outside of a walled city into the walled city. Because that's the thing that's unique to the Mitzorah. But things that are not unique to Mitzorah, they're true of Azav as well, and Atamei Meit as well, in the inner areas, like in Machaneh Leviyah, Machaneh Shekhinah, he will be Chayav, and he will get the same punishment as Azav or a Atamei Meit. So now, Eitavei, Gemara says, is that really true? Mitzorah, Shnechnas Lefinim Michitzato Be'arbaim. We have here a braita that says that a mitzorah who comes inside of his mechitza gets arbaim, gets 40 lashes, meaning that he's in violation of a lav and gets malkot. Zavim and zavot shenichnasu lifnim mechitzatam b'arbaim. Same thing for zavim and zavot. If they come inside of the area that they're supposed to be outside of, they get 40 lashes as well. V'tamei meit mutar liganes l'machaneh leviyah. Tamei meit is allowed into machaneh leviyah or is allowed onto har habayit. Below tamei meit bilvad amru, it's not even tamei meit that's allowed into har habayit or into machaneh leviyah, ella afilu meit atzmo. Even the dead person themselves, the cadaver themselves, can be brought into har habayit and can be in machaneh leviyah. How do we know that? Kashenemar, veikach Moshe atzmot Yosef imo. Moshe takes the atzmot Yosef with him from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe lives in machaneh leviyah, and the Gemara says imo b'mechitzato. When he took him with him, he literally had them next to him in the machaneh leviyah. So you see here that you have a person who has passed away, Yosef, Satzadik, who is with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's found in the Machaneh Leviyah. So you see that not only is it Tamei Meit, but the Meit themselves can be in the Machaneh Leviyah. So my answer is Tanaehi. This is a Machloket Tanaim. Machloket Tanaim as to whether you get Malkot for a Mitzorah who violates being outside of the Machaneh or not. Detanya, Badad Yeshev, Livado Yeshev. That when it says Badad Yeshev, you must sit alone. Shelo yu tmeim acharim yoshvim imo. Other tmeim don't sit with him. The Mitzorah has a unique location, a unique placement outside of the Machaneh. Yochu yehi zavim tmeim meitim mishtachim lemachaneh achat. You would think that the zavim and the tmeim meitim all get sent to the same place. Tamud Omar, velo yitamu et machanehem. Machanehem in plural. Why is it in plural? L'tein machaneh lezeh u'machaneh lezeh. A machaneh for each one of them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda learns the fact that each one of these individuals, the Tamei Meit, the Zav, and the Mitzorah have separate machanot. He learns that partly from the Pasuk in Vayikra, which is Badad Yeshev. That teaches you that the Mitzorah has his own location by himself, number one. Then the Zav and Tamei Meit, how do we know that they have their own locations? That's from the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar and Pashat Naso, which says, V'lo yitamu et machanehem. Machaneh for the Tamei Meit, machaneh for the Zav, separate machanot. So each one of them is sent out to a different location. As we said before, Tamei Meit has to be outside of Machaneh Shekhinah, the Zav has to be outside of Machaneh Leviyah, and the Mitzorah has to be outside of Machaneh Yisrael. That is the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarich, you don't need that. Harei Omer, Vayishalchu min haMachaneh kol Tzaruah v'chol Zav v'chol Tamei leNefesh. You send out of the Machaneh a Tzaruah, someone has Tzarat, a Zav, and a Tamei leNefesh, Yomar Tamei Meit. So this is similar to the position that Reish Lakish took before about why do you need all three of them there? If you just tell me about a Tamei Meit, Vayomar Tamei Zav, and don't tell me about a Tamei Zav. Why do you have to tell me about Zav? If Tamei Meit has to go out, then certainly Zav has to go out. Zav is more chamor than Tamei Meit. We'll discuss why in a minute. Vani Omer Tamei Meitim Mishtachim. And then I would say, if the Tamei Meitim are sent out, Zavin Lokoshekein, then a Zav for sure will be sent out of the Machaneh. So Lama Nemar Zav. So then why did the Torah say Zav after already told us Tamei Meit? To teach you that it has its own machaneh, it has its own place that it's sent out of. Tamei Meit is only sent out of Machaneh Shekhinah. The Zav, the mentioning of the Zav comes to teach you that the Zav doesn't just go out of Machaneh Shekhinah, he also has to exit Machaneh Leviyah. So then again, Lama Nemar Mitzorah, then why do you need Mitzorah? If you know Tamei Meit is sent out, if you know Zav is sent out, then certainly Mitzorah is sent out. L'tein lo Machaneh Shlishit. The same way over here, to teach you Machaneh Shlishit, to teach you that Mitzorah has his own machaneh. So therefore, from the Pasuk itself in Bamidbar, in Parshat Naso, you could know this information, that each one of them has a separate machaneh. That means that Rabbi Shimon now has the Pasuk in Vayikra, Badad Yeshev, as being extra superfluous. So what does he do with that? Shomer Badad Yeshev, HaKatuv Nitro Le'asei. The Pasuk made it into an asei. So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that it's a lav, either on Nitak Le'asei according to Rashi, or according to Tosafot, it's a lav that changed into an asei, but that's because he has the Pasuk in Vayikra be extra. Since that Pasuk in Vayikra is extra, therefore he utilizes it to teach you of Nitko Le'asei. So Rav Chista will be holding like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chista says there's no Malkot, holds the position of Rabbi Shimon. The other brighter that we brought down that says you get Malkot for the Mitzorah violates being outside of Machaneh Yisrael comes in, that'll be according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he needs Badal Yeshev to teach you that Mitzorah has his own location. And then he has Machanehem from Sefer Bamidbar to teach you that Zav and Tamei Meit have separate locations. But Badal Yeshev is no longer extraneous. If it's not extraneous, then he doesn't have a Lav and Itak Laseh, or a Lav Haneafach Laseh, according to Tosafot. And therefore you're going to get Malkot if Mitzorah violates that. And that'll be the authorship of our Braita will be Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara wants to understand, why is it so obvious if a Tamei Meit is sent out, that a Zav will also be sent out? We had that in the position of Reish Lakish, and we just had it again here, in the position of Rabbi Shimon. So my chumrei de Zav mit Tamei Meit. Why is a Zav for sure more chamur than a Tamei Meit? She came to my Yotza Alav Migufo. Because Tamei Meit comes from an exogenous variable, meaning that there's a mate, and you come into contact with it, and through that contact, you become Tamei. And then a Zav produces the Tuma internally. Because of the emission that he has, he becomes Tamei, or the Zava, who has a flow, she becomes Tmeah because of that flow. So the Zava and the Zava produce their Tuma. They're inherently, the Tuma comes from them. Versus the Tamei Meit, where it's coming from something external. Where it says, Adraba, Tamei Meit Chamor. Tamei Meit should be more Chamor, Shekein Tohun Hazash Lishi Bishvi. Because Tamei Meit requires sprinkling on the third and the seventh day by the Parah Duma, which is not true by the Zav. So Amakra, Tamei, Vichol Tamei. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, when it says who has to be sent out of the Machaneh, it says this. It says, Bishalchu min haMachaneh. Who do you have to send out of the Machaneh? Kol Tzaruah, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tamei. And what the Gemara is going to say is that the word Kol is a ribui over here. Meaning that you could have just said, Bishalchu min haMachaneh, Tzaruah, V'zav, V'tamei Nefesh. Why does it say Kol in each of these instances? It must be a ribui that comes to include something. So now the Gemara says, Kol Tamei. What does the Kol Tamei mean? It comes, Kol Tamei, there are both Tamei Sheretz. That comes to include someone who is Tamei Sheretz, or anything that comes through Tumat Nigiyah, through touching, like Nevela. Anything that's Tumah is conveyed through contact with the item, anything that has that type of Tumah will be subsumed under Tamei Nefesh. So, V'zav Chamur mi Tamei Sheretz. In the end, a Zav is clearly more Chamur than a Tamei Sheretz. So within the category of Tamei Nefesh is included Sheretz, then clearly Zav is more Chamur than that. Umay Chumrei, Kedamran, that we said already. Tamei Sheretz, or Tumata Sheretz, comes through Negi'ah, as an external item, whereas Zav is produced internally by the Zav himself. He is inherently Tamei. Mar says, Adraba, Sheretz Chamur. Sheretz has a Sad Chumra to it. She came in Tamei Be'onis. Because Sheretz doesn't matter if you intend to come into contact with the Sheretz, or whether you don't intend to come into contact with the Sheretz. As long as you came into contact with the Sheretz, you are Tamei. Zav doesn't have that. Zav, you only have to have a Ri'iyah that doesn't come Derech Ones. Otherwise, it's not considered to be a real Ri'iyah. It's not considered a sighting unless it happens because of whatever the problem is. Not because you ate too much, drank too much, because you were jumping around, whatever caused the emission to happen. That is not considered to be a mission for Zav. Omar says, Emre ki agavna, Zav nami, t'muyay mitame bonis. Wait a minute. Then within the category of Zav, I also have that. Kid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Ri'iya Rishonah shel Zav, mitame bonis. That the first sighting of a Zav also is mitame bonis. Because the way it works is the Hekesh in the Torah calls a Baal Peri, someone has a seminal emission, it compares it to the Ri'iya Rishonah of a Zav. And just like a Baal Peri can be even bonus, doesn't matter why you have an emission or a seminal emission, in that case, you're Tamei no matter what. So that is true by Zav as well. The first Ri'iyah of a Zav is matched with the Baal Peri, and therefore even if you see a bonus, it counts. On the other hand, if you have the second and third sightings, they can't be bonus. But it means within the category of Zav, you also have a sighting that can happen bonus. If that's the case, then Sheretz is not more chamor than Zav. Zav is more chamor than Sheretz, for sure. Zav, first of all, is a 7-day Tumah. Sheretz is only a 1-day Tumah. Zav has Tumah that comes out of his body. It's inherently from him, not from an external source like Sheretz. In addition to that, they both have the same Chumrah, which is that it happens bonus. Kibaratzon, doesn't matter. It can happen either way. It doesn't matter how it happens. That's true by a Sheretz entirely, and that's also true by a Zav in the first Riyah of the Azav. Now the Gemara says, okay, my Chumrei de Mitzora Mizav. How do we know that there's a Chumrah from Mitzora to Zav, which was the second line of reasoning within Rabbi Shimon's position, which is, if I already know Zav, why do you have to tell me about Mitzora? Shekein Taon Priya Ufrima Dasur Betashmi Shemita. Mitzora has, number one, the requirement that he grow his hair out. Number two, Prima, that he rend his garments. And number three is Dasur Betashmi Shemita. Now, Isur Tashmi Shemita may not be necessarily by a Chalut, a fully designated Mitzora, it might only be Bimei Sifro. When he's counting to see if he is Tamei or when he's coming to become Tor, there might be Nisur Tashmi Shemitah. It's a machlok in the Gemara if it applies to Chaluto when he's full-fledged Mitzora. So according to the one who says that he is Asur B'Tashmi Shemitah when he's a full-fledged Mitzora, then this works fine. Rashi says even according to the one who says it's not, still within the category of Mitzora, we have an Nisur Tashmi Shemitah, which is not applicable to Zav at all. Where it says, Adarabba, Zav Chamor, Shekei Mitamei Mishkav Moshav, Umatamei Kli Cheres Behesait. Wait a minute, Zav has a Chumrah that doesn't apply to Mitzora. It's Metamei Mishkav or Moshav. That's something that he lies on or something that he sits on. The items that become Tamei, not only do they make an individual comes in contact with them Tamei, it makes their clothing Tamei. That's number one. Number two is Hesay. If they move a Kli Cheres, Kli Cheres can only be Mekabel Dumah from the inside, Aviro. So if the individual, the Zav, touches the inside, it's Tamei. But from the Pesukim in the Torah, it sounds like even if the Zav touches it from the outside, it's Tamei. But a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah from the outside. So Gemara dashens from that, what is the type of touching that's as if you touched the whole item, but you didn't touch it? So they call it Hesed, when you move it. If you shake the item or if you move the item, it's as if you've touched the entire item, both on the inside and the outside. And therefore, when it comes to Hesed, the movement of a Kli Cheres, a Zav is Mitamei that. Mitzora, that's not true. Now, the point is that by Mitzora, there is a din of Mishkav and Moshav as well. As Rashi explains over here, there's a big difference, which is that the Mishkav and Moshav of a Zav are an Avatuma. An Avatuma means that it can be Metamei Adam V'Kelim. It has such a high level of Tumah, it affects not only the individual, it also affects the Bigadim that are on him, even though it never came into contact, or direct contact with the Bigadim. On the other hand, the Mishkav and Moshav of the Mitzorah are not an Avatuma, but rather a Rishon Tuma. So they can be mitamei ochlim and mashkim, but they cannot be bnei adam, and they cannot be mitamei bigadim. So there is a concept of mishkav and moshav by mitzora, but it's not on the same level as a zav. It's a much lower level of a zav. So there's a chumrah by zav. Number two is hesed. Hesed applies by Zav, it does not apply to a Mitzorah. So here we have two items where the Zav is more chamur. So how could you claim that the Mitzorah is more chamur? Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, V'chol Zav. So we said before, the word Kol comes before Zav, for a boat, Balkeri. So come to include someone who has a semen omission. So a Balkeri is in the same category as a Zav. U'mitzorah chamur mi Balkeri, and a Zav is for sure machumur than a Balkeri. U'may chumre, what's the chumre? Like we said before, that a mitzorah requires priya, prima, and asur b'tashmisha mita, which is not true by a Balkeri. Where it says, adarabo, Balkeri chamur. Balkeri has a chumre to it, which came at tamei b'mashu. A person who has a simon omission, the smallest amount makes them tamei. Whereas by a mitzorah or tzorat, you need a minimum of a kagris, which is the size of a bean. I said, several like Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Natan. The Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmo, Zav Tzarich Yecham Tamat Piyama. A Zav, in order to have an emission of a Zav and to be Tamei, it has to hover over the orifice by which it's exiting. So there is a Shi'or for that. That has to be, at least here, it sounds like it has to be greater than a Kagris, the size of a bean, because we're suggesting here that that is something that makes a Kumra over here. Below Hodulu Chachamim. The Chachamim didn't agree to Rabbi Natan. And we know that a Balkeri has this Hekesh, as we saw before, between the first Riyah of a Zav and the first Riyah, or the Riyah of a Balkeri, they're the same. And so if a Zav has that requirement of a minimum shear, so do a Balkeri has that requirement of a minimum shear. If that's the case, then there's no longer a Chumra in Balkeri. And Saruah is clearly more Chamur than a Balkeri, for all the reasons we said above, plus, with regards to a Shiur, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Natan that Balkeri, through Zav, does have a minimum Shiur. So then the Gemara says, okay, you explained to me, kol zav, the rabot belkeri. Kol tamei, the rabot tumat sheretz, or tumat nevela. Kol tzarua, that's in the puzzle, what are you going to include to go along with the tzarat? Who's in that same category as a tzarua? Gemara says, I did k'tiv kol zav, k'tiv nami, kol tzarua. It's just parallel structure in the pasuk. You already had kol zav, kol tamei. May as well have kol tzarua in there anyway, even though there's no limud from kol tzarua. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir Kamar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon has a really good claim here. The pasuk says, kol tzarua, kol zav, kol tamei, the nefesh. Why do you need all three of them? You could just say tamei nefesh and you would own the other items. So why does Rabbi Yehuda not subscribe to Rabbi Shimon's understanding of the pasuk over here? Where it says, Aumi Baile, he needs that pasuk for something else, kedetanya, for a braito. Rabbi Leizo, Mer Yochol, Dachago, Zavim, Mutzarim, Nechnasu, Azara, Bepesach, Abba, Betumah. The Zavim, Mutzarim push their way into the Azara in a Pesach, Abba, Betumah. They're not allowed to be there. They don't have any exemption. They don't bring a Pesach, Abba, Betumah. Only a Tamei, Mate does that. Nevertheless, these Mitzoraim and Zavim push their way in order to be there or be in the Azara. Yochol, you Chayavim, you would think they'd be Chayav Karet like they normally are if they enter into Machane Shechina with that Tumah. What does that mean? B'shash t'mei meitim mishtalchim. When t'mei meitim are thrown out of the machane shchina, zavim mutzorim mishtalchim. Then zavim mutzorim had the same din of being thrown out. Ve'ein t'mei meitim mishtalchim. In a case where the t'mei meitim aren't thrown out, ein zavim mutzorim mishtalchim. Then the mitzorah and the zav are not thrown out. Now, l'chatchila, they are sent out. L'chatchila, they don't belong in the machane shchina, and they shouldn't be there. But if they violate that, despite that fact, and they're not supposed to be, and they come in anyway, they're not going to get the punishment, because the punishment is associated with all tumult being in a state where they're being sent out of the machaneh. So because that parallel or that hekesh between all the tumult, only when all the tumult are thrown out of their respective machanot, does it apply the din of karet. But in a case where the tmei meit can't come into the machaneh shchinah, then Zav and Mitzorah are not subject to the punishment or normal punishment that they would get if they come into Azarah. Again, the Chatchila, they should not go in, but nevertheless, if they do go in, they're not going to be Chayavim. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda uses the Pasuk of Rabbi Shimon for. So now if he does that, he doesn't have that Pasuk available to teach about different Machanot. Once he's done that, he has to learn the Machanot from the Pasuk in Vayikra plus Machanehem, and he's nothing left over to make it Nitko the Asay. Amar Mar. So now the Gemara goes back to the Limo that we had before, which is Zav, Vichol Zav, they're both Balkeri. By Zav, and Kol Zav comes to include a Balkeri. Misayalei the Rabbi Yochanan. This helps the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Dama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made two statements here that are not correlated or connected at all. He just happened to hear both of them from his Rebbe at the same time. The first one is, Michilot lo nitkadshu. When it comes to the Beit Mikdash, the tunnels in the Mikdash were not Kodesh. So if someone who was Tamei could go into those tunnels below the Mikdash, because Michilot lo nitkadshu. In other places, the Gemara in Yoma, in other places, the Gemara talks about it really depends on where they open up to. If they open up into the Kodesh, then the Mechilot might be Kodesh. If they open up into the Chol, then they might be Chol. So this might not be a definitive statement that Mechilot no nikadshu, but it is generally, if they open up into a place of Hulin, and not only into the Azara, then they will be chulin, and a person who's tamei could be inside of them. Number two is, ubalkeri mishtaleich lechutz mishtei machanot. A balkeri is thrown out of two machanot. Two machanot means out of machane shchina, and out of machane leviyah. So that would be supported by what we just said. B'chol zav comes the rabot balkeri. A zav is thrown out of machane shchina, thrown out of machane leviyah. So now, b'chol includes a balkeri is thrown out of two machanot. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan just said. It says, Meitave, is that really true? Balkeri ke maga sheretz. Balkeri has the same din as a maga sheretz, someone who touches a sheretz. My, what is that for? What are you teaching us that a balkeri has the same din as a sheretz? Lav the machanotam, isn't it coming to teach you that just like a sheretz is only thrown out of machane shchina, or tamei sheretz is only thrown out of machane shchina, so too a balkeri is only thrown out of machane shchina. Lo, utumatan, it's coming to teach you that they're tumah. Just like a sheretz only has tumat erev, one day of tumah, you go to the mikveh on that day, the sun sets, you're completely tahor. So do a balkeri, you go to the mikveh that day, sun sets, you're completely tahor. So tumatan, the Gemara says, you're talking about tumatam. Hi, tumat erev ktibei, hi, tumat erev ktibei. They're both explicit psukim that are written. Why do you need to come have a braita that tells you this information about their tumah when they're explicit psukim in the Torah? Elalav the machanotam. It must be that it's coming to teach you this din of machanot. Gemara says, no, they all on the tumatam. It's coming to teach you about the tumah. That a balkeri has a din like a magasheretz. Ma magasheretz mitamei bonus. Just like a magasheretz becomes tamei, even if it's unintentional, even if it intends to touch the sheretz, it happens anyway. A balkeri mitamei bonus, and so too, a balkeri is also mitamei bonus because it doesn't matter, even if he ate a lot, he drank a lot, but if he has a seeming omission, even though it's caused by some external variable or some other issue, that is still considered to be a seminal omission, and it's problematic. That's why they're compared here. That's what the comparison of the tumot is. So there, it's not a proof against Rabbi Yochanan. Meitave, second half of this Mishnah that we just quoted, bolt nida ketame meit. Someone who sleeps with the nida is the same din as a tame meit. Bamai, what's the din for? Ilem le tumatam, if you're going to tell me it's for the tumah, that a bolt nida has tumat shiva, and a tame meit has a tumat shiva, Hai tumat shiva ktibe, hai tumat shiva ktibe. They're both explicit psukim in the Torah. Bol nida gets 7 days of tumah, just like the nida. And the tamei meit has a din of 7 days of tumah. They're both explicit psukim in the Torah. Why do you need a bright or a mishnah to tell me this information? Elalav lemachanotam. It's going to teach you that bol nida and tamei meit both only get thrown out of the machane shchina, not out of the machane leviyah. Where says, it's me safe for the machanotam. Clearly that latter half of the mishnah is talking about being thrown out of the machanot. Habirishin, not in the machanotam. So too, the first part of this Mishnah that discussed the balkeri and the tamei sheretz is also from machanot, which would imply that a balkeri only has to be thrown out of machane shchina, not out of machane leviyah. Where it says, midiria. Who says? Why does that have to be? Hadgita, vadgita. Each part of the Mishnah is telling you different information. The first part of the Mishnah is telling you about why is balkeri like tamei sheretz to teach you about their tumah. That they both have tumah bonus. So that's why they're put together. The second half of the Mishnah is talking about the comparison between tamei meit and bol nida. That comes to teach you that they have the same din regards to machanot, that they're both only have to be thrown out of machane shkina, not out of machane divya. Okay, we'll stop over here.